to the rim there, and it'd be stuck in there, and it would be all the way around that buggy. It wouldn't have no air in it, but it'd be a rubber tar buggy, they called it. It wouldn't be no. I never did see a rubber tar buggy with air in them, but I saw rubber tar buggies with solid rubber that they made. And it would. They'd think it would ride, but I don't know whether it rode that or not, but anyhow, they had them. Mm-hmm. And all the old, hearses, that's what you call a hearse, is what you call a, that hold the corpse around in.
Oh.
They was called hearses, and they'd have rubber, solid rubber tires on them until the cars come out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they'd use horses to them, you know.
They use horses?
To carry the corpse to the church and to the graveyard and
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd have rubber tires on the buggy, and they'd have glass, glass. It would all be glassed in.
Glassed in.
The whole hearse would be glassed in. You could see the corpse on the inside sort of through the glasses, but they'd have shades on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they, I don't know why they had the glasses there and they put all them shades on the inside. I'd like that.
Just like the windows we were talking
like
about.
Yeah, that question yesterday, why they put the
windows and then cover,
and
them,
then
up.
Cover them up.
Oh, what kind of boat would you use to go fishing in a little lake or
well, they had what they call, you know, what they call a dugout, and they got the little old dugout boats, and they'd dig them out, and they'd make them out of a log, out of a cypress log, or maybe a cottonwood tree, or something that would be softer than a oak tree, and it would hold. And then, of course, they had those little canoes and things. That's what the Indians made their boats all out of.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in later years, while they'd accumulate a few sawmills around, and they'd saw them some plank, and then weld them together with glue and tar and for one thing and other, and help make boats out of them.
Now, what would they be like?
They'd be flat-bottom boats.
Flat-bottom boats.
Mm-hmm. They'd be more or less flat-bottom, just like the regular little fishing boat we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Only they'd be these little Lumio fishing boats you see tied on behind people's, you know, on people's cars and things. They're just little Lumio flat boats, and they'd be a limb and to use. But the little canoes that the Indians used, they was sharp on both ends, and they'd carry about three.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they'd be real light, and they'd turn over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'd turn over. Well, now, if they just built a boat and they were putting it in the water for the first time, they'd say they're going to...
Well, I don't know what they would say about these little boats.
A bigger boat. Well, let's see if it was a bigger boat. Did you ever hear people
they'd
say
call them, they'd go on to dock them, and they'd going to put them in water. That's when they
or launch them. Have you ever heard?
No. Well, I've always heard them say something about they're going to dock them. They had that boat built, and they're going to dock it a certain day and christen it or something other than old for put it in water. But that's a big boat that they made and things like that. But I don't know what they... I never hear too much say what they're going to do with them. They're just going to put them in the water. What they name?
The big ships.
Oh, yeah, they lock.
Yeah.
You heard them say they were going to launch big ships.
Yeah, they're going to lock them or dock them or something. Or they anyhow, when they get them built, because they'd always build them down there close to the water's edge, and they wouldn't be too hard to
launch.
Yeah. Wouldn't be like the fellow would build his boat up on top of the mountain.
Had to wait for the water to
come
up.
Had to wait the water to come up to before he could dock him or before he could carry him off.
Now, if somebody wanted you to try out something new, they might send you a free... So they're going to send you a free...
Well, the invitation to...
Well, if they wanted you to try out a product, like soap, it might be a free sample.
Well, they could send you a free sample or something, or they could send you if it was anything like grain or something, they'd send you a seed sample of a certain to you could try out like you.